Okay, we're up to Perek Lamed Vav, towards the end, a few more psukim, pasuk chavtes. Okay, these are difficult psukim, not to say anything else has been that much easier so far. Okay, but the last two psukim, the Mitzudos, David presented a theme. The theme was that Kadosh Baruch Hu controls the rain. At times, it should rain, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that it's not going to rain. The clouds are filled with water, they're filled with moisture, all of the conditions are right for it to bring forth an enormous amount of rain, and yet Hashem says the people don't deserve the rain. They're not deserving, and therefore I'm going to cause that it will not rain. And vice versa, sometimes the conditions are such that it's not Roy, it's not fitting al pi derech hateva for it to rain. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides there's a need, there's a mafkia, there's a tzaddik, there's an adam rav, there's a great person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it about that it will bring forth an enormous amount of rain. Now, pasuk chavtes, according to the Mitzudos, the continuation of this theme. There are different ways to learn the pasuk. We'll learn now simply according to his interpretation. Af will translate to mean here means also. Okay, that's how we'll translate it now for the moment. Also, im yavin, mifreshei av. Im yavin means kasher. Im means sometimes. Kasher yavin, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants, when it's his will, it's his desire, it is his understanding that this should be the situation. Mifris Seof, he spreads the clouds. Mifris Seof means the spread of is another word for a cloud. Tishuo Sukoso. Sukoso means abode. And in this context, it means a cloud. It's a synonym for an of. Tishuos means a shout. Like the famous pasuk in Zechariah, we say in Chashamas Haftorah, Chanukah, Tishuos, Chain, Chain, La. Shouts of Chain. Everyone screams that this is the Mikdash is beautiful. Chain, Chain. There is a charm. So here the word Tishuos means the sound, the roar of the clouds. When clouds, like thunder, basically it refers to thunder. When clouds collide in the sky, they produce thunder. So there is a, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, he causes the clouds to collide and to make a lot of sound. And rain comes forth. Let's look at the Mitzvot Pasuk Chavtes. Af im yavin. Af kasher yavin hamakoyim. Also, kasher means when yavin hamakoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is of the understanding. It is fitting by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eis bo b'teva prishas se'af. When al pi derech hateva the cloud should form tachas hashamayim tishuos. Aspo, when it is fitting, this is a continuation of the previous theme, when it's fitting before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it is his understanding, it is Yavin, Hashem understands, now is the right time that Aspo Hamoyas means the roar, the sound. Aliyas ha'anan, the ascent of the clouds. Asher hi kisuka al yosher hadama. What are clouds? Clouds are like a sukkah, like a canopy upon the face of the earth. Who kofel inyan b'milam b'milois shoynois. It is poetic repetition. Now let's read the next pasuk to get a flavor of what he's trying to say. Pasuk lamid. Hein paras olav oiro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreads upon the cloud his oiro, his light. Now oiroi can mean many things. It's very common in among the Mefarshim to translate. I'm not exactly sure what the Shorish is. The Oroi means rain. Okay? Oira means rain. If you look here at the Mitzudos, normally you would translate the word Or to mean light. And indeed, some of the commentators do translate the word "or" here to mean lightning. When the clouds collide and there's thunder, that means there is lightning. The lightning comes before the thunder. I mean, it comes at the same exact moment of time. We only hear the sound later. The speed of sound is slow than the sound of light. But "oiro" normally means light. But in this context and in many other places, the word "or" is used to refer to rain. And indeed, that is what the Mitzudos learns. Look at the Mitzudos Sion for a moment. Mitzudos Sion says, Oiro, in Yonoi, what does this mean? Whenever he says in Yonoi, it means it's not a literal translation. It's a borrowed term, Hamotar. It means rain. V'chein kol or ha'oma be'inyin. Every time you have the word or that's mentioned in this in the context of clouds, every time you have a theme, you have psukim which talk about clouds, and the word or is inserted refers to rain. V'hu meloshon yoyre u'malkosh. It comes from the word yoyre. Okay, so telling us a very powerful yisoid. Or the aleph of the word or is not really part of the shorish. It's the resh. Okay, the resh and the vav, and it's a yoyra. It comes from the word yoyra, which means an early rain. Okay, so it's a borrowed term, oiroi, an early raid. Now, how does it help us? Let's go back to the mitzvah, back to the pasuk. Hain behold, paras olav oiroi, Hashem spreads upon the clouds His rain. The shorshe hayom kisa, and the roots of the sea are covered. Now, what does all of this mean? What does this mean together with the previous pasuk? It's extremely difficult. The mitzudos is going to say something that is not literal. He's going to be reading into the pasuk things that are really more midrashic. This is not typical for the mitzudos. The mitzudos generally sticks to a very simple pshat in the pasuk. And in fact, here the other rishonim are much more simple. But the mitzudos here really a little bit goes off the topic. Let's take a look. Pasuk lamed the mitzudos, and then we'll come back and understand the two psukim together. Hein paras, hine behold. Lepam, there are times. Yagbir chaste. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is kind. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's kindness prevails. Hashem decides He wants to bestow upon man kindness. What does He do? The yifrois al heonon esmitro haba meoitzaro hatov. We discussed this yesterday. There's machlekes in the Gemara. Where does rain come from? Does rain come from the earth? Mist ve'ed yala min aretz. When it's hot, the heat, the sun causes the mist, moisture to rise from bodies of water, and that water turns into clouds, and those clouds collide and release their water to the earth, and then the water gets absorbed back into the earth, and the cycle repeats itself, the water cycle. Or the Gemara suggests another opinion that the water that comes from those clouds does not come, its source is not derived from the earth, it comes from a special a chamber in heaven. There is a chamber, a spiritual chamber in heaven, which has storehouses of water. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates clouds, those clouds then receive water from these chambers in heaven, and then that water comes down to the earth. It's machlokes in the Gemara. Like we mentioned yesterday, a scientist will tell you the only interpretation that he is aware of is the water cycle, the interpretation of the Gemara, that water comes ve'ed yalem in aretz, it comes from a mist, it comes from the oceans, from the rivers, it comes from bodies of water on the earth. However, the Gemara tells us this other mystical interpretation. So here what Rashi over here is telling us that they're both true, which means that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give man extra special blessing, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the clouds as a means to give water from the heavens. And the water from the heavens is as waters of bracha. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to give man extra special bracha, just wants to let man rely upon nature, then the water, that rain that comes down from the clouds, is water that comes from the water cycle. So here that's what Rashi is explaining. Hinei l'pam yagbir chastoi. The yifrei sale'onon esmitra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates clouds, and in the clouds Hashem pours mitroi haba me'otzaro hatoif, from His good storehouse, from the heavens. V'es shorashei hayam, the roots of the sea, meaning the bodies of water in this world, which were on Berech HaTeva, would be the source for the rain and the clouds. He closes up. He does not want that water to come. Yesharishay hayom ba'amkom, the roots of the sea and their depth. Yichaseh, he closes, he conceals. Labal yismoleh ha'anamehem, he does not want the clouds to receive the water from the earth, from the bodies of water. Ki'im me'otzar hatov, but instead the water should come from His treasure house in Shemayim, because that water would be more would be better, would provide benefit. Now let's go to the next pasuk. We'll come back. We'll tie all the pasukim together when we finish the parak. Kivam yadin amen, because with the water that comes from Shemayim comes from me'otzaro hatov.
The door muffled.
that water is very powerful, it's potent. It can be used in two extremes. It can be used for extreme punishment, and it can be used for blessing. Kivam, with that water that comes from the heavens, this mystical water, which al derech hateva, we don't know what we're told, that we don't understand, it's a spiritual water. Yodin amim, he judges nations. And also, on the other hand, that water, yiten oichel lemach bir, he provides food for those that are the lahachbir, which means in abundance. Lemachbir means in abundance. There are many interpretations for that word. We'll read it as the Masuda says, lemachbir means in abundance. In other words, the man. The man will come. We'll see Rashi in a few moments. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided man for Klai Yisrael 40 years in the Midbar, Hinni mamtu lechem lechem min hashamayim. The lechem came from the heavens. Where did it come from? It came from the Oitzaroi HaToif. On the other hand, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world, Dor HaMabul, then also the Hashem opened up the Arubois hashamayim, the windows of heaven, and water came down from these windows, these cavities, to destroy the world. So water, or the things that are stored in the Oitzar HaToy that is in Shamayim, is potent. It's potent for good and for ra. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, at times, he closes up Teva, he prevents the clouds from receiving the water from the Sharashi Hayam, from the oceans, from the rivers, and instead has the cloud filled with water from the Eitzer HaToiv in order to give bracha to Klal Yisrael. But if he chooses, he can use that same water from Shemayim to bring Klolo to the world. Well, let's see the words of the Pasuk, Lamed Aleph, Kivam, Ki Hamayim, the water, Haboim, that comes, Me Eitzer HaShemayim, Asher Bohem, with that water, Ho Yudonis Anshei Dor HaMabul. With that water, he judged the Dor HaMabul. B'hamayim ohim atzmam, with that same exact water, yitin oichel, he gave food, ad laharbos, to abundance. He provided sustenance for Klal Yisrael for 600 million, 3 million people, 600,000 men, but 3 million people in the desert for 40 years.
So there are two opposites in the same...
Exactly, that's what he says. V'oiseh shnei hapochim b'noiseh yechot. Okay, this is a very difficult concept for us to understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this one source, this one oitzer, can accomplish two extreme opposites. Pam sholcham limchois es kol hayukum. Sometimes Hashem sends the water to obliterate everything that exists underneath the heavens. Upam, at times, yishapuchu, they are transformed legishme baracha, into rain of blessing. Much more than you could gain from regular water that comes from nature. Here, let's read the next pasuk. We'll come back. We'll tie it all up together. Pasuk Lamed Beis, al kapayim kisear. Now again, al kapayim means a palm, and here the word kapayim is a code for a cloud, and this really comes from what it says in Sefer Melachim. Sefer Melachim, when Eliyahu, after there was a famine, there was no rain, and then he was mispal, and then from a distance he saw what looked like a calf, a little palm, a ladle, or a palm of a hand, a very small cloud. So here we're using that word over here, kapayim, which literally means a palm of the hand, because a cloud from a distance looks very small, like the palm of the hand. Kisa'ar, Hashem covers the ar. What does ar mean? So in the context of this paragraph, the Mitzvah told us, we're going to translate ar to mean rain. Hashem has concealed the rain. Vayitzav olecha b'mafkia, but no, it's kisa means Hashem withheld rain, but Hashem releases the rain. Vayitzav olecha b'mafkia, when a tzaddik prays. The word mafkia means to daven. When a tzaddik davens to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu releases the rain that thus far has been concealed inside the clouds. Pasuk Lamed in the Mitzudos, al kapayim kvar yikra. It happened already in the past many times. Yikra means to occur. Asher yichase hamotar, asher al ha'avim, or means the rain. The rain has been withheld. Yichase means to be covered, but in this context it means withheld. Asher al ha'avim, vehimo kilum bohem. It's been covered. What does it mean covered? It means it's hidden. The rain is not coming forth. It is imprisoned. Kilum means to be imprisoned. Velo yiriku al aretz, and Hashem refuses to allow it to come forth to the earth. But the acharzeh, but at a later point in time, Hashem changes his mind. Yitzaveh olecha, he issues the command. Loredes, why? Why the sudden change of heart? Ba'avur tefilas hatzadik hashoyel olecha, at the request of a tzadik, the mafkia, who prays the rain should come down. Okay, one more pasuk, then we're going to go all the pasukim again. Yagid alav reo mikne af al oile. I was looking this morning in the Rabbi Eisenman's parish on Iyuf, that it was reappears in the art scroll Sefer Iyuf, and Rabbi Eisenman says, okay, I'm not saying this because I say this every single day. I say this every single day, but he says it, he doesn't say this in every single pasuk, but he says it here. This is the most difficult pasuk in the whole Sefer Iyuf. Okay? Competition for what is the most? So he said it here. Not anywhere else. Yagid alav reo. Now what does reo mean? Very hard word. It means one of two things. Either it means sound. The word reo means, Rabbi Mitzudo says, v'loshon teruah. It comes from the word teruah. The reish ayin is vav is reo teruah. Okay, there's a similarity. Therefore, in this context, sound, well, there are many sounds. There's sound of music, and there are sounds of human beings. In this context, since we are discussing clouds and thunder and lightning, obviously it means the sound of thunder. Okay, now what does it mean, yagid? Yagid means that the thunder gives off an indication that it's about to rain. We've all had the experience, we're walking in the street, and we hear thunder, and we know we better seek shelter very soon, because we're going to get soaked, we're going to get drenched if we don't get on our... So the thunder is speaking to us. It's the yagid. It's giving us a message, get moving, it's about to rain. Yagid, Olav, it speaks concerning it. It here, the subject is the rain. Reo, the thunder. Mikne. Mikne means it acquires. Mikne means acquisition. Af means anger. Af al oile, it ascends. Now what does that mean? Let's see the mitzudos. Yagid olav reo. Ukvar. It also has happened in the past. Yikra, these are different illustrations that are being presented to Iyuf for him to contemplate, to reflect, to meditate, to learn from, to relate to his situation. He gives an example. Don't you ever remember in your life, you're 70 years old, don't you remember that in the past it happened? Kvar yikra shehoreim shelo, the thunder of the clouds or of the rain, yagid al hamotar, spoke on behalf of the rain, the yoyre oleha, and it taught. The fact that it is thundering was an indication, it was a teaching, asho karvo lovo, that rain is about to come. Vihine, and guess what? This is the same theme we had before already, this is already the third time, and these psukim, according to the Mitzvah, said this theme is being repeated. And guess what? It doesn't rain. It doesn't rain. What a tragedy. If you have a situation, you live in an agricultural area and you need the rain and there's clouds and there's thunder, so everyone is dancing for joy. And then guess what? Time passes, another minute passes, nothing happens. Rain doesn't come. Vihine, behold, kinyan, that's the word mikne. He's translating the word mikne to mean an acquisition. Ha'af. There is an acquisition of anger. In other words, people have sinned. They have committed avdonaveros, and they have acquired for themselves Hashem's anger. They have acquired Hashem's anger. Asher anshi haretz heviru. The people of the earth heviru chamas Hashem. They have now heviru means they have caused it to pass, meaning it has caused it to come upon them. They have caused the anger of Hashem to come upon them. Oile himimal, it ascends to the clouds. Hashem's anger then goes to the clouds. Al hoiras hara, because of the appearance of evil. Umvateles oisa, and prevents the rain from coming down. Man angers Hashem. The anger of Hashem has been activated, and that anger has now been channeled to the clouds. And when the clouds see that Hashem is angry, they decide, you know what, we're not going to bestow rain upon man. Man doesn't deserve it. Uvatelas oisa v'lo yavoi hageshen. And rain does not come. Now he summarizes, what is he saying over here? He calls that this whole entire process happens. Nire, from all of this, he says, Eliyahu is saying to you, from all of the examples I've given you in these series of psukim, by studying weather patterns, you can see enormous hashgacha pratis. This is so true today. Today, with all the technology, I mean, the technology today is the Mavar al Arayin. The Iron Dome probably is right? It's probably something which everyone is talking about. It's a breakthrough in technology that we've not seen the like of. A bullet hitting a bullet? Is there such a thing? A short-range missile flying at a low altitude can be intercepted by another missile? It's Mavar al Arayin. A lot of things in technology are evolutionary. It's just a little bit better. The computer is a little faster. Speed is a little bit better. The resolution is better, right? That's most technology. Someone told me he went to the Javits Center. He goes every year to the. I used to go also. The technology is fascinating to see some of the new inventions. So I asked this fellow, so what was the big chidushim this year at the Javits Center in technology? So he says nothing. Everything was just evolutionary. Everything is a little bit better. A little smaller, a little bit bigger, a little bit faster, a little faster. There was nothing revolutionary. There was no new breakthrough that, wow, something chadash that we've never seen before. So the Iron Dome is what people are saying in the media is revolutionary. It's something which there is no precedent, something which was the impossible, something that is revolutionary. Yet with all of this technology, this revolutionary technology that is occurring over and over in society, they still can't get the weather straight. They can't get the weather. They'll tell you even in the morning, wake up in the morning, they say it's going to rain today in the afternoon. Even it's within 6 hours, they can't get their act together. So this is what already he said to him. Eli was brilliant, going back 3,000 years. Eli was telling Eve, look, can you predict the weather? You can't predict the weather. So why not? It's Teva, it's nature. And obviously, there is hashgacha pratis. It's not something which is predictable. There is no science to. They'll never ever be able, in the history of the world, be able to predict with accuracy when it will rain and when it won't rain, because Hashem's hashgacha is involved in rain. That's what it's saying. That's the mitzvah. That's what it says here in the Pesukim in Iyov. Okay, this is a mitzvah. Therefore, just like when it comes to this, you see b'poil, something which occurs every single day, the hashkocha, the Yad Hashem, al achas kama v'kama, for the more important things in life, the bigger picture in life, when it comes to children, when it comes to parnasa, when it comes to important things that happen in this world, everything depends on hashkocha schar v'oinish, reward and punishment. Everything depends on hashkocha pratis. That is the message that he's giving you. That's how he summarizes. And he calls there, the Smasuda summarizes, Nire Goydel HaHashkocha. We can see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention. Ki Pam HaGasham Klum. Sometimes the rain is withheld. Viariku, it doesn't come. And the only time the rain will come forth is Viariku Alide HaMafkia. Only through the intervention of a tzaddik who prays. And that theme has been expressed multiple times here in this pasuk. Adam Rav, and here it says the mafkia. Some also want to translate the word in pasuk Lamed Aleph, limachbir. I translate it in abundance. But limachbir, some want to translate that means to a person who is responsible. It's another word to describe a great man. A great man, a tzaddik, in his merit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yiten Ochel, gives. We'll review the pasuk in a moment. I'll show you that idea in a moment. Upam, the Mitzvah concludes, Ma'od Karvu Lavo. Sometimes, Al Pidar HaTeva, it should rain. Ve'heimonet Sarim. And it does not rain. Kasher Yechetu Anshar. It's due to man's sins. Okay, so let's read this. Let's go backwards. Let's translate the pasuk. I'm going to give it one more time. Then we'll go back and we'll loop again, because they're very difficult. Going to the Mitzvah, this pasuk, Yagid Alav Rehu, means this follows. Yagdal of Rehu, there are times when the thunder, reo means the thunder, speaks on behalf of the rain. The subject is the rain or the clouds, that it's imminent, it's about to come. Kama, nikne af, and suddenly human beings, they acquire for themselves wrath, divine anger. They sin, they rebel, they're complacent. Vayishman yishun vayivat, and they acquire for themselves anger. And this anger, al oile means it ascends. This anger ascends. It's very difficult. We're adding a lot of words into the pasuk, but that's what he says. And this anger is oile. Al oile means it ascends. It ascends into the clouds and prevents the clouds from giving forth the rain, even though it's a moment of yagil of reo. It should rain, but being that there's mikne af, there is an acquisition of anger. Al oile, it's not. If it be with an aleph, maybe it would make more sense. Al would mean it not. It does not. Oile would then mean, oile means to go up. So you mean al yered, does not come down. So let's say al means al oile. I don't have a really literal translation, but what it means, according to Mitzudos, it ascends to the clouds and prevents the clouds from bringing forth rain due to man's sins. Okay, so now with that in mind, let's go with the other perushim, we'll discuss them, but let's just go review the psukim again one more time. They're very hard to get a flavor of what's going on here from where we start from today. We start from today, Pasuk Chaf Tes. Pasuk Chaf Tes, according to Mitzudos, it's very similar to what we learned yesterday about the clouds. He's basically repeating it. There seems to be repetition. So af im yavin, af means also. Reading in the chaf test in the beginning, af also. You've also taken note. Eif, reflect upon your life. Look back different events. Af, you've also come across a situation im yavin. Im shall be translated kasher, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees fit. When it is fitting, it is within the understanding of Hashem that it's the right time. Mifris Seof, Hashem begins to spread clouds. Tishuo Sukoso, and his canopy roars. His canopy makes lots of noise, meaning when the clouds form, there is lots of thunder. But what happens? And at this moment in time, what happens? And the hain paras olav oro. And when this happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if man is deserving, he spreads, he sends into these clouds, he spreads oro rain. What kind of rain? It's the rain of the Oitzorei HaToiv, according to the Mitzudos. We're adding all this into the Pasuk. It's not obvious. In these clouds, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees fit, he fills it up with rain that comes from a very holy source. V'shor Shehayam Kisa, and at this point in time, he closes the water cycle. He prevents the roots of the sea from allowing their moisture to ascend to the clouds, because he wants to bestow upon man extra special potent rain. What kind of rain? It's rain which is a double-edged sword, which sometimes can be used for bracha and sometimes can be used for klala. In kibam, with this rain, it's very powerful. Yadin amim, when Hashem wants, he destroys nations like stone. Like stone was gofris for melech. Hashem was him to al stone gofris for melech. Hashem rained down on Mitzrayim borat. And on the other hand, but in this instance, since Klal Yisrael is deserving, gitin ochel lemach beer, he gives food in abundance for people, for the masses. Or like I told you, it means lemach beer means for a person in the merit of a person who is responsible, who is heavy. Machbir comes with kaved, even though there's a resh, not a dalid, but it has a connotation of, that's how the art score, but Eisman translates it, as a person of responsibility in his merit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows oichel. And then the pasuk goes further, Lam Gimel Al Kapayim Kisar, at times, okay, at times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he withholds the rain, that even though there is rain, there's a repetition, the same theme, the kapai means within the clouds. Kisa, he conceals, he withholds the or. Or means rain. But as soon as the tzaddik is mispalel, he gives the command, the rain should come forth. Vayitzavolof b'mafkia, he commands it should come forth when the person is mispalel. And then we repeat the same theme. Yagid alav reo, even though, but we have to be careful. Just because there are clouds, even though the thunder is sounding and it would appear that rain should come. Mikne af, if there's a moment in time when there is an acquisition of anger, al oila, it ascends and prevents the rain from coming down. Okay, so this is the gist of the Mitsudos. Okay, we read the words for word. There's a lot of repetition, and there's a lot of it vacillates between going back and forth between when we deserve, we don't deserve. That's the best I can really do. I don't have a better mahalach to make it clear. Rashi is very similar. Not exactly. Let's look at the Rashi's. Af im yavin. Oh, im yavin adam. Does a person? It's okay. He's not. This part is a very big difference between Rashi and the Mitzudas. Yavin here, according to Rashi, means man. Iyov, are you so foolish to think that you can understand Hashem's ways? You can't even understand the weather. Alachas kam v'kama, you're not going to be able to understand the concept of reward and punishment. So Yavin here, according to Rashi, means man's understanding. And it's a challenge to Iyov. Not like the Mitsudos that said that the word Yavin means Hashem's understanding. When Hashem sees fit, He sends rain, He spreads the clouds, and He prepares rain to come down to the earth. That's not what it says in Rashi. Oh, im Yavin Adam, Mayesh, does a person understand Mayesh? Does man understand what is involved in causing a cloud to form? Causing clouds to form is something which is beyond man's comprehension. Teshuos, what does teshuos mean? So here Rashi also differs. It does not mean a shout. It means Lashon Arafel Sukaso. Arafel means thick darkness. Now seemingly the Mitsudos taking the word teshuos and he's taking the shin, Lashon of Shoah. Okay, Shoah means chaos. Chaos, catastrophe, holocaust, desolation. So here it says, according to the Rashi, does man understand what goes into forming a cloud? Nifris Seof. And then we repeat the word, Im Yavin, does man understand what goes into forming a dark cloud? Teshuos Sukaso. Sometimes the clouds are not light. It's not a nice, beautiful day and there are some scattered clouds in the sky. Sometimes the sky is thick. It's black. It's dark. That's called Teshuos Sukaso. A dark canopy of clouds in the heaven. Does man understand what is involved, the science of forming these clouds? No, he does not. That's what Elihu is saying to Iyov. And being that man does not understand this, certainly you do not understand the ways of Hashem, of Schar V'Einish. In the article by Eisenman, he seems to say, he has another interpretation, not on Rashi, for other Rishonim, they seem to say that, referring to the Kisei HaKavod, that these expressions of Mifras Se'of and Teshuos Sukaso, it's a continuation of the previous psukim. We learned yesterday about the clouds. Okay, let's go back just not the pasuk of Chavav. Henkel Sagi Loneda Mispashon of Lecheker. Okay, pasuk of Zayin Ki Yigora Nitfei Moyim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brings an abundance of rain. Different interpretations of what that means. We discussed yesterday. Doesn't mean withhold rain. Doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes it to rain. Yazoku Motor Leid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes rain to flow into his cloud. Asher Yizlu Shechokim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the heavens, they bring forth water. Yirafu Alei Odom Rav, and Yirafu, rain comes down. So in the previous psukim, he's clearly describing rain, weather patterns. And he says, if, do you understand the way it works? No. If you don't understand how, Pasuk of Zayin, Pasuk of Ches, to understand how clouds form, and when it rains, and when it does not rain, Af, Al achas kama v'kama, there's no way for you to understand what's going on in Shemayim before HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKavod. Hashem's Kisei HaKavod is described in Yeshaya and in Yechezkel and other sources as being enveloped in Arafel, in darkness. It's concealed. It's hidden from man's understanding. So if you don't understand how the weather works, you can't predict if it's going to rain. Af al achas kama v'kama im yavin. Do you think, I mean, you cannot possibly understand mifrasei of the spreading of the clouds that appear before HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina, tishuosu koso, the thick dark clouds that are in front, that envelop HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kisei hakavod. There's no way for you to challenge Hashem and demand mishpat and talk about din v'cheshbon in this world. Okay, that's how Rav Eisenman interprets that pasuk. So we have really three interpretations. We have the Mitzudos. It's very simple. We're talking about clouds. We have Rashi. Rashi also is referring to clouds, but it's referring to man's perspective, that man does not understand how clouds are formed. And according to other Rishonim, we're referring to Hashem's Kisei HaKavod. And we take away two major themes. When it says Yavin, does Yavin go on man, or is Yavin going on Hashem? And when it says Tishuos, does that mean like we're familiar, referring to shouts, and it's the shouts, a noise, the noise of thunder, or is Teshuos mean, does it mean darkness, chaos, thick darkness, like the word Shoah? Now, Pasuk Lamed, Hein behold, part in Rashi and Paras, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreads out Olav Oro, he spreads out his light, V'sharishe Hayam Kis, and he covers the roots of the Yom, V'sharishe Hayam Kis Abo, the roots he covers Bo with it. Now, besides the Mitzudos, I don't really have, I'm not exactly sure what Rashi means, I don't know what Rashi means, but according to other commentators, the when it's Or does not mean rain. We kept on translating Oroi to mean rain. Lashon of Yoyre Umalkosh. Yoyre. Others learn Oro means lightning, or it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. If you learn like Rav Eisenman, who is referring to Hashem Shechina, that in the Mokoim of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina is present, among the clouds and the Arafel, the darkness, came there Paras Olav Oyroi. There HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreads out the Or HaGonos. Right in the beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishis, Baruch Elokim Eshmayim Ve'Esaretz, Hashem created the Shemayim Ve'Eretz, and there was the Or HaGonos there within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's abode that's enveloped by these dark clouds, is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreads out the Or, his, the Or HaGonos. V'sharishe Hayom Kisa, and the roots of this of the sea are covered. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he was mavdil between the Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim, and any connection to the world was the Ruach Elokim Rachefes al Pnei HaMoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spirit hovered over the Moyim. So in this Mokum where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is resting, it's distant from the Moyim. Because in my celebrations, we do find a connection. The Ruach Elokim Merachefes, the Spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hovering al Pnei, upon the face of the water. Here it says, V'sharishe Hayom Kisa, the roots of the sea are concealed. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Makom, okay, these are mystical things which I'm not sure what they mean, but it's another interpretation. Another interpretation of Eisenman presented is that when a person sees lightning, and you're looking out the river, it looks like the lightning is coming out of the sea. Because being that the earth, curvature of the earth, so when you look out and you see there's a bolt of lightning, it looks like it hits the actual point of the ocean. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this pasuk could then mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused there to be a lightning bolt. In Parasol of Hashem spreads out light, and when he spreads out the light, the roots of the sea are covered by this light. The light expands all the way to the far distance where... Okay, I'm not really sure. I will leave it with the Mitzudos, who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevents the water cycle from continuing when he wants to put water from the Yitzara HaTayif, something along those lines. All right, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph, we Rashi really mentioned all this, these ideas. Kibam, with these waters, Ba'avim, with clouds, Yodinam, with clouds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges nations, Yasram, the Atziras, Geshem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he chastises them with preventing, with holding back rain, Bera'av, V'cholmaka, by famine and all types of makah. For example, Chatudar Hamabul, when the Dor HaMabul sinned, what does the Pasuk say? Va'arubos Hashmaim Niftachu. Anshei Stom, when they sinned, what happened? Gofritz, Vamelach Shref Cholartza, that was, it was rained down upon them, sulfur and salt and fire upon the earth. Sisra, when Sisra rebelled against Devor and Barak, it says, Min Hashamayim Nilchamu Im Sisra, from heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fought with Sisra. Right, Shreftim, that's the Makar, someone to learn, that's the Makar for life on other planets. It's not joking, there are commentators that want to learn if there is a life, it came out in the right, life on other planets. It says, Min Hashamayim, Hashem sent some Martians. There were some aliens. Aliens, they're still stored in, what's that place called out there? What's that section called? Section what? Yeah.
Area 51.
They're still there. You can find all the Martians. Yeah. Area 51. So Nilchamu im Sisra. There were Martians. That it says Aror Meros. He cursed. Devor cursed Meros. It says there in Rashi, Chazal, who's Meros? There were Martians in Mars that were summoned. They sent out a distress call that these creatures from Mars, from Mero, should come and assist Klal Yisrael in the Milchama of Yavin.
That's not the name for Mars.
So it's another planet. Different opinions. But if you want to learn about extraterrestrial creatures, this is a nice place to start. Okay, Yitain Oichel Lunakirav. My father always used to say, it's very unlikely there are aliens, because if there were, they would have found us by now. Instead of us searching for them, why do we have to find them? Let them find us. They would have found us by now. No, don't you think? Mr. Axelrod, do you have any pictures?
Well, they came and observed, actually.
They came and they observed. Stay away. Stay away. Okay, yeah.
We're talking about...
Went to Gaza.
It's right, they had the Borah, the truth, and was a combination...
Of rain and fire.
Together, very unusual.
Unusual, a nace, besoch nace.
We have also, when we talk about Oro, we're talking about coming from maybe Ora Kodosh,
A lightning shower.
You're talking about the Kisei HaKodosh is darkness.
Yeah.
And then you have Oro lights, you have the two...
The combination, very interesting. A combination of light and darkness. So in Chanami. These are very... right.
Very frequent theme.
The combination of opposites.
It's like the Borah.
The fire and ice.
Many other examples of that.
Okay. I always remember my father telling me from Rabbi Dr. Lamb, he says, from Chazal it's mashma that there is no life. Mashmos is there's no life on other planets. We are the only life. But if we do find life, we can deal with it. Halacha, Chazal can deal with it. It's not mashma, there is.
There's a pasuk for it.
We can deal with it. It's not a contradiction to... If we do find life on other planets, it is not a contradiction to any Chazal. It's not a question on our hashkafa. Let us go further. Rashi says, "Yitain oichel lemachbir." HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided sustenance. The Mitzuda said this means he provided sustenance in abundance. Lemachbir means in abundance. Now Rashi says, "Misham boy mizonos." From these clouds come mizonos. For example, "Vemon hinini mamtir lochem lechem nashamayim." Mashal and Nagiz and Mashal. Mashal and Achtam Ha'imed Lifnei Akiv. It's a beautiful Mashal. This Mashal must have a lot of depth. You have to think about what exactly it means. A baker A baker is working in the bakery, and someone, two different people come into the store, his enemy and his friend. So both in response to the enemy and the friend, the baker, he goes to the oven. To the enemy, he takes out the coals and he throws coals on his enemy. To his friend, he takes out a delicious loaf of bread and he gives it to his friend. So it's the same oven. It's the same oven. And that oven is the source of where the baker will use it as a tool to take revenge against his enemies, and use this oven as a tool to bestow kindness to his friends. Moshal lenachtem to a baker ha'omed lefnei akivshan nichnas soinoi. When his enemy enters, choyse gecholim, he stirs coals, the zorik bo, and he throws the coals upon his enemy. Nichnas oyhavo, when the friend enters, moitzi pascham, he takes a hot bread, and he gives it to him. So lamachbir, what does it mean lamachbir? Rashi over here has another interpretation. Lamachbir means, doesn't mean in abundance. Second, lamachbir means to a person that needs, the person who has 13 children, he needs help. He needs a lot of parnasa. Kadosh Baruch Hu provides parnasa based upon the person's needs. Lemachbir, lemi shetzfalov mrum, to a person who has a lot of children, v'kvirim, and they're mighty, meaning their needs are mighty. V'tzarech lemuzanis needs us. Kadosh Baruch Hu, this pasuk we were telling us, sidin ochel lemachbir, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives food, lemachbir, corresponding to a person's needs. The more person needs, the more parnasa Kadosh Baruch Hu provides for a person. Okay, so this is the mashal. Just one thing that strikes me about the mashal. Every time you give a mashal, you're opening yourself up for trouble, right? Because what exactly is the mashal? The mashal over here, it's interesting that each one of these two things, the bread and the coals, are nene from one another. Or actually nene from one another, you can't produce a loaf of bread without the coals. And the coals are only there because they're serving... I mean, so they're two sides of one item. It's not two different independent things, and the enemy walks in, you throw him the coals, and there's the coal. No, you're giving him the byproduct. When the enemy comes in, you're giving him the byproduct of what was used to produce something pleasurable, something good. And to the tzaddik, you're giving him the product, but the product came at the expense of the coals. So there's a relationship between the tzaddik and the rasha. It's not that the tzaddik and the rasha, just like there is a relationship between the coals and the loaf of bread, each one needs the other. So too, there is a relationship between the tzaddik and the rasha. It's not that the two operate in a vacuum. Each one, to some degree, has a relationship. The tzaddik and the rasha, they have a relationship with each other. Now, that has to obviously be understood in more depth, but it's a very interesting mashal why Rashi chose to give us this mashal.
Okay, it's from the Medrash, actually.
Yeah, okay. He's quoting the Medrash. Okay. Al-Kapayim, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Al-Kapayim, the word kapayim means a calf. It means a palm. But here it means Al-He'anonim. V'chei nasa levavenu el-kapayim. Nisa levavenu el-kapayim. The proof is the kapayim means... It means lift up our hearts to our hands. Al shame of ketano kekaf ish. So lift up our hearts to the clouds. It means when you daven, the way you're supposed to daven is to lift up your palms to shemayim. So you're supposed to raise your heart all the way up to your palm, and your palm is also being raised to the heavens. Al shame of why ketano kekaf ish. A small cloud is called kikafish. Now that's looks like a palm of hand. So in the pasuk, according to the Rabbi Eisenman, you have two extremes. That was the previous pasuk, and that's I'm a different pasuk. That's lama beis like palm clouds. Now he quotes a chazal. That was saying Amru al chomos v'avon kiperish. Vavon kapayim, the sin. Vavon kapayim, the sin of kapayim, theft. Hands are a mashal for robbery, theft. Person has in his hands something that does not belong to him. Gezel. Ba'avoin gezel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu denies, he withholds the rain. That's how he interprets, that's how Chazal interprets this pasuk. Pasuk Lamed Beis, look at the pasuk. Al kapayim, because of the chait of chamos, of theft, of gezel, Kisa'ar, Hashem withholds rain. We always translate or as rain. Hashem withholds rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu withholds. You want to learn or to mean is his light, his radiance, his shefa of bracha is withheld because of the chait of theft. Al chomas v'avon kapayim kisa'ar, hamotor netzar, rain is withheld. Vayitzav olav. The next pasuk says, "Lovoy al yidei mafkia." HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands that rain shall come because of the tzaddik who davens. Yidei mafkia b'tfila oyavoy shaldar. Who is the tzaddik? The one that the oyavoy shaldar, the beloved one of the generation. The gadol, the chacham shabo, the great one, and the chacham shabo yagid alav lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He speaks before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's ready going into the next pasuk. Rashi is learning the next pasuk. He's ready to translate the next pasuk. Yagdal of Reo is really how Chazal more often than not translate the pasuk. Not like the Mitzudos means a friend. A Rea is not a sound. Doesn't mean a sound, the sound of thunder, but it means a friend. Reim. Reim Ahuvim. And a friend is always seeking the best of serving as an advocate on behalf of his friend. Who in this context is the Reya? It is the Tzaddik. Who is he speaking on behalf of? On behalf of the generation. So now we go with Rashi, and the next pasuk elaborates in much more detail. Lamed Gimel, Yagdil of Reyo, Yidroi Shlohem. The Tzaddik is Mafkia. He prays HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He seeks out their welfare. He is the friend of the generation. Livdoik Lohem B'maseyim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Boydik B'maseyim. The Loshuv Elov. Yidrosh lohem to the people. He speaks to the people and tell the people they should check and they should do tshuva. Livdoik lohem b'maseyem v'losh v'elof. V'zeh mikneh, hold of interpretation. V'zehu kinyin sheniknin boi hagishamim. And then by being mispalel, by doing tshuva, a person acquires favor. Af al oila. So notice that according to Rashi, not like the Mitzvah said, the word mikneh af go together. No, the two words mikne and af do not go together. According to the Mitzudos, it was mikne af, an acquisition of anger. If Klal Yisrael angers HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sins to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they acquire his anger. And then al oila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this anger goes to the clouds and causes the clouds not to rain. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says mikne kama, by the friend speaking to the nation and telling them to do tshuva, and also speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asking Hashem to forgive Klal Yisrael by mafkia, that brings an acquisition of rain, mikneh. We now acquire bracha. The acquisition here is bracha. Af al oile. Also, af means also. Al oile. Gam lemala lemala. It goes up. Oile kach. Kmo yoshuv el al. Okay, name of the airline, El Al. Right here it is, El Al. This is really a pasuk in Hosea. Yeshu, they will return El Al to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. O Hukam Ol. Or, it means El. So it means over here, it means El. Al Oile, he's translating, means El, means two. Hukam El, two. Okay, now what does it mean exactly? It means that, according to this interpretation, Gam Lamala Lamala, it ascends all the way to the highest heavens. The Mikneh, we acquire rain. Af also, Al Oile, does it go, does it ascend? And I'm not sure what it means. It seemingly means that our request for bracha is accepted in Shemayim. The bakasha and the bracha goes all the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He accepts it and he reciprocates by giving us bracha. Then he gives another interpretation, Rashi. I was saying to Perish Shuhu, Kinyin af chema. Here is what really similar to what the Mitzudo said. We take the two words together. Mikne af. Af does not mean also, but means it's part of the word mikneh, that we acquire anger. What does that mean? Perishu kinyan af, an acquisition of anger of chema, al hamegis taitai. Okay, so this is really an independent drasha, which is not really part of the pshat and the pasuk. It really is a medrash. He's just saying us over here, al oile, a person who is arrogant. And oile means he allows his greatness to get to himself. He holds himself to be above everyone else. He's arrogant. To such a person, mikne'af, he has acquired for himself Hashem's anger. Hashem will humble him, will punish him for his anger. That's a drasha. Then he goes on to say that this doesn't really make sense, because aval hanikud shenokad mikne patach, the nikud shenokad mikne patach mochiach shu'ena davuk la'af. The patach, now I don't know why he says a patach, because it's not a patach, there is a chirik. Makne, maybe had a different, maybe Rashi had a different misur, I don't know what this means. Mechiach shehu ein adavik la'af, it's not connected to the word af. She'ilu ha'yadavik ha'yinikud, komatz would have been mokne. Komatz. V'lo ha'yibapisa katam, and you would not have a munach. After the word mikne, we have over here a double trop. I don't know how to read these trop. There's like an azla geresh with a revi'i, and then there's a munach. Shunitam berevi'i, the main trop is a mikne, is a revi'i, which is a mafsik, which means what comes afterwards is the beginning of a new theme. So if you really want to learn like what the Mitzvah says, or you want to learn like what Chazal says, you want to say mikne af, al oile, that a person who is arrogant has acquired for himself anger, or like the Mitzvah says, that al oila means the anger ascends, the person has acquired for himself anger, and this anger ascends to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will now prevent it from raining, will prevent the rain from coming down, does not appear to be grammatically correct for two reasons. Number one, there is a revi'i on top of the nun, and a revi'i is always a mafsik, which means that right after this word, the sentence has come to an end, so that you should not connect with mikne with the word af, and furthermore, it should not be with a chirik, mikne, it should be with a kometz, mokne,
or
makno, makno, maybe underneath the nun, it should not have a segol, it should be mikno af. I don't know grammar, I don't know, but seemingly the nikud of the word mikne with the revihi indicates that you should put a period after the word mikne, which then means a person has acquired for himself something. What has he acquired? According to Rashi, he has now acquired through the koyach hatzfila, he has now acquired bracha. And the bracha here is described as rain. And this bracha, af al oile, this bracha goes lamala lamala. This bracha will be beyond your wildest imagination. It will ascend, will make the person greater than he ever could imagine. That's how Rashi similarly interprets. If you want to go say the drasha nikne af, you got a problem because the trop and the nigun. That's seemingly. Af Bari, that comes later. That's the next parak. Go jump ahead to Pasuk. It's coming up very soon. Af Bari, Pasuk Yud Aleph, the next parak. Af Bari Yatriach Of. So you have a Pashm Shad, then you have Rashi says exactly Sheimal Lechamuna Al Ha'anonim in Echonami. I thought I would get to that today, but I guess I guess not. Okay, so this is now there is one other interpretation which Eisenman says I really like this interpretation is. Wait, before you go further, let's take a step back because this is very important. When Chazal, this pasuk is quoted every so often in Chazal, and the interpretation that's always associated with this quotation is what Rashi says, that Reo means a friend. And this pasuk is used as a very powerful lesson that Al Kapayim Ki Sa'ar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he conceals rain in his clouds, but Vayitzavla B'mafkia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then come in, the rain shall come due to the Koyach HaTzvila, Yagid Olav Reo. And the friend of Klal Yisrael, according to Rashi, will speak on their behalf, will speak good. And Rashi used the expression, it's a very powerful lesson, look back in the Rashi, Vayitzavla B'mafkia B'tzvila, Oyhavoy Sheldar, the one that loves a generation. The Godol, the Chacham Shabo, the great one, the Chacham Shabo, Yagir, love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzaras Hadar V'Tzrachav. In order to be a successful leader, this is a very powerful lesson which people fail to realize, you have to be an Oyev Yisrael. Okay, I'm not going to tell you any names, but I know of a story where there was a certain person, a certain rabbi. It's always very critical. Very critical. Always giving fiery drushes and complaining. And sometimes he went overboard. So someone in the audience after the shiur went over to him and said, how can you say this? How can you be so critical of Klal Yisrael? My Zayda was a very big rebbe. A famous rebbe. And he was always the opposite of your derech. So he said to him, you're comparing me to your Zayda? Your Zayda was an Oyev Yisrael. He said he was known to be an Oyev Yisrael. And basically what he's saying is, you got me. That's what he's saying. I'm not an Oyev Yisrael. And what he was saying basically is, you're right. I am not, in order to be a leader in Klal Yisrael, you hear this about people, not so often, but it's so true. You have to love people. And if you don't love people, you're not going to succeed in being a Jewish leader. If you're always very critical, you have the best skills, you have all the experience, you've been in the right place for many, many years, but you're not an Oyev Yisrael, it just doesn't work. You have to have that midah. That midah causes a person to overlook, to forgive, to be meichel al midaysaf, and that really is what brings success. Being too critical and always looking for trouble, it doesn't work out well. And Rashi didn't need to say this. Rashi did not need to say these words. All it says here in the pasuk is mafkia. Mafkia in Chazal means to entreat. It means to be mispalo. You don't have to be an Oyev Yisrael to be mispalo. HaKadosh Baruch, we got a problem. We got a tzara. It's Netzara. I'm a vakish rachamim. And there are different ways to be mispalo. Rashi goes through the effort of saying, Lovo al yidei mafkia b'tfila, o havo sheldar. The person, the leader here, is the one who loves the generation. You have to have that midah of love. It's not so. It's a lot harder than. It's not so easy to accomplish.
That's a different interpretation of Ohavo than a beloved of Hashem.
Right, it's totally different. You can be a beloved of Hashem. It doesn't mean you love the nation. You love people.
Yeah, right.
You have to love people. Our Pam used to tell people that they're going to chinuch. If you don't love children, then get out of the job. Just because you have to love children, you have to love chinuch. If you don't love it, you're in the wrong. No matter what. Many people, they have an opportunity. They're part of the right family. They've been in the right place, at the right time. If they want, they can get the job. But if you don't love it, so it's one thing. You want to be a plumber, and I don't love it. I don't love all the schmutz, but it's a good job. It's very good. Plumbers, they make a killing. They make a killing and they make a ton of money. But I don't like the job. Parnassa's parnassa. Doesn't make a difference. Who are you talking to? You're talking to pipes? It's okay. But if you're in the business, the people business, and you don't love people, forget it. And Rashi, it really struck me when I read this Rashi, these words, Oy Havoy Sheldar, because if Rashi wouldn't say these words, you wouldn't blink, you wouldn't even know it's missing. Because it's not what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Mafkia, a person that's mispalo. You see all the pictures today, you go to an Eretz Yisrael, be mispalo, all different types of people be mispalo. It's a beautiful thing to be mispalo. You don't have to be the Oy Havoy Sheldar. You want to be the Godol Hadar, the leader of the nation. That's a whole different madrega. And they say this about certain gedolim. Their success comes from the avas chinam they have for people. Okay, one other last thing is mikneh. I saw in Rav Eisman, he says mikneh means cattle. And that means cattle have a tremendous koyach. They know when it rains. And Sashem Mitzias, they have an instinct that let's say it's you're out in the field with the herd. And all of a sudden, the shepherd sees the animals start going in. They start running. They start running for shelter. Why are they running for shelter? It's a beautiful day. The sun is out. The animals, it is a mitzias. It is a mitzias that animals have a sensitivity, a sixth sense. They know when it's going to rain. And here, that's what it means. That's how you interpret the pasuk. It's like you have to add this into the interpretation of of the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos says Reo means the thunder. Yagid, there are times, Yagid love Reo, Kama, there are times when the thunder predicts that it's going to rain, Kama, Mikne. And there are times when your cattle predict that it's going to rain. You would never sense it's going to rain, but the fact that the cattle are running into the barn means it's going to rain. Af al oile, this also is a reminder, oile, oile, and according to interpretation, oile shall come up upon your mind. Meaning, if you have to appreciate that there are things in that animals, this is the way Rav Eisenman explains it to mean, that if you see that in this world there are things that animals can do that humans can't do. Allah has kama v'kama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an understanding that we don't. Eov's thrust was, I must understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really? You must understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You don't even have the talent of an animal. An animal can predict the weather better than man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given an animal a certain koyach, a sensitivity. If an animal is greater than man in this sense, Allah has kam v'kama ki loy machshavoy say machshavoy sechem. You can't expect to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, to question HaKadosh Baruch Hu why he brings suffering and reward to people in this world. So af oyle, this also should enter your mind to pay attention that this thunder, which makes predictions, which a person seemingly would not be able to sense, so maybe it means sound waves. There are sound waves which make predictions which a person is not able to sense, and animals are able to make predictions that human beings are not capable of doing. And if human beings and nature are beyond the study of science, and the study of animal kingdom is beyond a human being's understanding, al achas kama v'kama, the creator is beyond a human being's understanding. So don't question HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways.